Now, the rest of the story. By 1763, it had been pretty well established in the American colonies. Maryland belonged to the Calvert family and Pennsylvania to the Penn family. However, the common border of those two colonies had never been established to the satisfaction of both, and the mutual uncertainty was anything but friendly. For the past 80 years, there had been continual bickering and occasional angry outbursts from the residents on either side of the disputed boundary. Now, at 1763, the mounting threat of open warfare inspired the Calverts and the Penns to seek a peaceful solution. So they hired a couple of surveyors, two young fellows named Charles and Jeremiah. Both of them were experts. Both were impartial. It was agreed that the boundary they determined would be accepted unequivocally by both Maryland and Pennsylvania. And so it was that one of the hottest colonial issues of the 1760s would be decided by Charles and Jeremiah. What they got for their trouble is the rest of the story. In January 1764, the mission to determine the border of Maryland and Pennsylvania began. Charles and Jeremiah, the two young surveyors, took with them their delicate instruments and a team of axemen to clear a path through the wilderness. Over the first 10.5 miles, they corrected a mere 26 inches of error in the earlier surveys. Yet through the relentless tedium, they projected themselves to the completion of their task and to the honor which surely awaited them as arbiters of a frequently bloody 80-year border battle. Slugging their way through the rottenest of weather, they stopped only at night, and even then they worked using the stars to check and recheck their line. Winter gave way to spring and spring to summer. The caravan of three covered wagons pressed ever westward, each mile a permanently precisely placed stone marker, M for Maryland on one side, P for Pennsylvania on the other, each mile. Each measurement painstakingly logged in their journal. And still Charles and Jeremiah cheered themselves with their prospects of future glory as peacemakers, for their deed, indeed, would end forever the armed confrontations along that indefinite colonial boundary. Autumn came and departed too soon, and it was winter again. Tramping their indisputable border, they were disputed by irate settlers, threatened by panthers and bears and wolves, and by the elements, and by the Indians, and by disease. The months became years and the miles became hundreds, a seemingly endless obstacle course of impenetrable forests and unfordable streams. But they slashed through the forests, they crossed that unyielding frontier, and in 3.5 years, their journey of more than 233 tedious, arduous miles was ended. Weary but elated, Charles and Jeremiah returned to Philadelphia to draw up the official map of their survey. And when the officials from the colonies of Maryland and Pennsylvania arrived, Charles and Jeremiah were thanked and paid and sent on their way. Both surveyors, who'd given 3.5 years of their lives to this most momentous project, received £500 apiece per year, and that was all. But if they, Charles and Jeremiah, were not honored in their day in any special way, the accuracy of their painstaking survey has stood the test of time, and it honors them still. For you see, the everlasting monument to Charles and Jeremiah is the boundary they determined, the border of Pennsylvania and Maryland. Even to this day, it bears the names of the two otherwise uncelebrated surveyors. The two young men that history tried to forget it couldn't. They who so arduously stretched the chains for little more than subsistence pay, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon. For theirs became the Mason-Dixon line. And now you know the rest of the story.